Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Now, it mightn't be the easiest topic to think about, but getting your ducks in a row in relation to issues of inheritance is one of the wisest financial decisions that you can make. Well, John Lowe of MoneyDoctor.ie joins me now to discuss these issues and indeed more. John, good morning to you.
Good morning, Fran. Great to talk to you again.
And great to talk to you as well. That conversation with parents or guardians around inheritance, it's a difficult one, John.
Yes and no. You know, I do a lot of webinars and seminars, and one of the little one-liners I use is that go home to your parents and tell them that John Lowe, the money doctor, said that you can give me $335,000 and you don't have to die.
Okay.
So, I mean, that could start off a conversation, because that's the inheritance threshold from parent to child, $335,000. And, you know, it's not rocket science to work out. If you're a child, you can basically calculate how much wealth your parents have, or what is in the estate, as they say, the estate being possessions, your assets. And so they can work out the home is worth, you know, $400,000. You've got, you know, a couple of hundred thousand somewhere else in another holiday home. And they can tot it all up, and they suddenly realize, oh, gosh, if they were run over by a bus, we're going to get money. And I wonder, have they made a will? There's a huge difference, by the way, if you've made a will or you die intestate, even if you're married. If you're married and you die intestate, which means you haven't made a will, then your spouse will get two-thirds of the estate and your children will get one-third. If you're married and you write a will, your spouse will get one-third and your children will get two-thirds.
Wow.
So it's not so much morbidity, but I think there's a reluctance there because of all sorts of things. There's lots of jargon, legal jargon. There's misinformation, there's misconceptions. And really, you need to cut through all that and simplify the whole thing.
And we've discussed wills many times on the program and inheritance, but it seems to ordinary people like myself that it's all so complex and complicated, we must involve our solicitors in the process. I mean, do you go along with that?
Not at all. Not in the slightest. In fact, if you look up citizensinformation.ie, you'll see how what are the components of a will. And they're very simple. I mean, you've got to nominate an executor or an executrix, or plural. You've also got to get two witnesses. Those witnesses cannot benefit from your will, and they also don't have to see what's in the will. They just have to attest your signature. Now, you know, in the past, you might go into a solicitor's office and the secretary might come out and scrawl a little signature on the will, which is to witnesses. And then, you know, 20 years later, that secretary is gone, maybe it died herself, and no one knows who she is, and the solicitor's died, and of course then it might be contested. So, I mean, what you need to do with witnesses, you need to get, you know, their air code addresses, their PPS numbers, make sure that they were a real person and that this was their signature. So it's really very simple. You don't need to go and execute a will in a solicitor's office. You can do it, you know, once you have the actual will template. That's all you need.
And you supplied that template on your website.
Well, on Wednesday, I launched a new do-it-yourself will package. And essentially, this is not you might have huge amount of possessions and wealth, Fran, and therefore you may need not only a solicitor but accountants to unravel and distribute your wealth. But for the 99% of the vast majority of people, they have estates under €1 million. So therefore, it's very simple. So, you know, 30%, would you believe, of the population only have made a will. So 70% out there is down to lethargy, it's down to apathy, it's down to just, you know, afraid. They don't know what's ahead, and they don't like the idea of having to go to a solicitor's office. So this is where I noticed that there was a gap. And, you know, 99% of citizens' estates are not complex, and the vast majority of citizens also have uncomplicated relationships, which means that, you know, you got either, you know, a partner, civil or married, or you're single, or you're divorced, or So you're, all those are taken care of. There are six templates, basically. So you'd have really three for the single, legally separated or divorced, without children, with children who are under 18, and then with adult children. They're the three templates. The other three then are civil union or married with children, with under 18, or with adult children.
So something that surprised me, John, and I certainly didn't know about, if you do go to your solicitor and you pay whatever it is, €400 or whatever, that's all fine and that's done. But when it comes then to when you pass away, tell me about the probate charge.
Yeah, you know, we're getting into jargon as well. Probate is the entire legal administration process of a dead person's estate, their what they own. You have to, you know, legally go through this system, this structure. And, you know, to be honest, the will, when you go to a solicitor, is like a loss leader. Going into a supermarket and you get a tin of beans, because the real money is in the probate. Because you're dead at this stage, remember that. And I've yet to come across somebody who's gone to a solicitor and got a will and be told how much it's going to cost when they die. They never, ever refer to that money.
And tell me what those costs are, because they're substantial, aren't they?
Well, they are substantial because, I mean, I've seen a probate charge of 3.5% for the first 10,000, 3% for the second 10,000, and 2.5% for the balance. So effectively, that means on €1 million of an estate. And, you know, certainly up here in Dublin, where you could have a semi-detached house worth 700,000-800,000, it's not hard to get up to €1 million. You're paying over 30,000 for the probate fee to the solicitor. That's outside of probate fees, which are relatively small. They're a couple of few hundred euros. But so, you know, it's also the fact that one of the other aspects that I'm not really, I don't really approve of, is that the solicitor generally will hold on to the will. And, you know, I think they've been a little bit disingenuous in by saying that, by the way, did you know that by my holding the will, that your executor has to come back to me if they want to do the probate themselves, because you need the original will.
It's very interesting. Yeah, you know, we have to get informed about all of this, haven't we?
Absolutely. And what I've done is, if you go to my website, and it's you know, moneydoctors.ie/wills, everything is on that. In that, even that first page, you know, there are 10 important things to remember. For instance, if you sign a date of will and you have any medical issues, like you could have mental health problems, all sorts of things, you may need to obtain a certificate of competence from a doctor or specialist stating that you have the capacity to sign a will. Being of sound mind, that's part of the jargon that's on the will. So it's really not rocket science, Fran. This is the thing I want to really get across to the public. It's not rocket science. And everybody, and what this package, by the way, what I'm doing is not just the will, but there's a list of assets and personal information. I wouldn't actually go on any website and input my personal details. So what these documents are Word documents. So your preferred will, whichever template you want, is a Word document. The last list of assets and personal information is a 6-page Word document that you either put on your own website or your own laptop, rather, or you print off and you handwrite in, so that you're not leaving any information, and then you hold on to that preferred will. The third Word document, by the way, is an enduring power of attorney template. That's also in Word document, because a lot of people don't even know what an enduring power of attorney is.
And it's getting more and more important as we live longer, isn't it?
Absolutely. But, yes, you know, unfortunately, Alzheimer's, you know, dementia, yes, all these things are coming in.
This is somebody who will carry out your wishes, isn't it?
That's right. They look after your financial affairs, basically. Yeah. You're giving them permission to do what they like with your money, essentially. But it's important that somebody does, if you haven't got the capacity, but you need to have this form before you actually get this particular condition. Also, then, there's 5 other documents, including the press release, which is a PDF. You've got coping with bereavement, which is really the A to Z from writing a will to probate. And it's in a chapter in my 16th edition of Money Doctors 2021. You've also got then 3 other documents, which are bereavement checklist, an Irish funeral guide. You've got a bereavement support services. And then you've also got a fact sheet, an explanatory fact sheet, which is what is an enduring power of attorney. So it's a really fully comprehensive pack, and it costs €50 plus VAT.
And that's for everything?
That's everything. And you can do everything yourself. And you're empowered not only to draft your own will, but you're empowered to tell your executive, by the way, I want you to do the probate. It's simple. You go to, I did my mother's, Fran. I did my mother's. She was 91. There's 8 children, including my barrister sister, Teresa. And I have a nephew in law who's a senior counsel. I did the probate. I had to fill out a form. I had to go down to the probate office in Smithfield. I had to wait maybe 20 minutes. It was 15 minutes with the personal representative, and that was it. I came back. I had to then distribute the assets of the estate according to the wishes of my mum.
So I guess you're the executor then in that case, are you?
I was the executor. I was the executor, yeah. I was appointed executor. Now, executors can benefit. Witnesses can't.
Right, okay.
So if anybody ever asked me to witness their statement, I said, oh my God, I'm not going to benefit from this at all.
If I decide to do a will in this fashion, John,
yep,
and
yep,
I've previously done a will with my solicitor,
yep,
will this supersede that?
Absolutely. Because the very first sentence, Fran, is that you revoke all previous wills and codicils.
Okay.
Yeah, right. So you could leave the will with that solicitor or whoever. But the important part is hold on to the will. At least give your executor the opportunity to either do it or not. Sometimes the executor may be too bereaved to go ahead and do probate. They might ask the solicitor. And there again, don't forget, I'm not denigrating solicitors, by the way, because there are occasions, there will be many occasions where a solicitor is required. You know, a lady was on to me last week. She was married, and she married another guy who was also previously married. They had children from those previous marriages, and they had one child together. Now, that's a complication,
right. Yeah.
And that wouldn't suit the package that I'm offering.
Right, and I guess where businesses are concerned, it could be complicated as well.
It could be complicated where there's you know, extensive assets. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm telling you, there's something like, I'd say 90% of the population have simple estates, simple relationships, and straightforward. It's ideal for them.
Yes. Do you have to, I guess you do, have a chat with who it is you're deciding will have your enduring power of attorney?
No, absolutely. Oh, well, the enduring power of attorney, sorry, you have to go to a solicitor. You will need it at the time. What I'm flagging here is you may decide, for instance, you see this, you're getting this word template, and just in case in 10 years' time, in 40 years' time, you develop either dementia or Alzheimer's or one of these other conditions, you can nominate, say, your son or daughter. You can put them in and say, by the way, if I do, I've signed this form. You need to get that form and bring it to a solicitor. They have to then go to the High Court and enact it.
Right, okay, because you have to decide on what basis it will be enacted, I guess.
That's it.
What will trigger it, yeah. One of our listeners wanted to know, I have a will with a solicitor. Can I make a new one in this fashion without going back to the solicitor? That's in from Anne.
Absolutely, because as I said, that first clause,
yes,
Anne, is where you revoke all previous wills and codicils. So that effectively takes care of that. And you can leave. You know, the other choice, of course, is to go back to the solicitor and say, listen, will you give me the original will and I'll give you a copy of it. And you can keep a copy if you wish, but I want the original will.
All right, very interesting. And this is on your own website. So if people want to have a look at that, John, what's the easiest way to do so?
It's moneydoctors.ie/wills.
Right.
And all the information is in that. It really is really simple. You know, you don't need to be afraid. There's a lot of misinformation, a lot of misconceptions out there. Legal jargon, far too much legal jargon. I've tried to simplify everything and keep it, you know, in plain English.
Right. We didn't give you a heads up on this question, but if you can answer it, it would be great. A listener is wondering, their daughter passed away. She left money to her father and mother, and they're wondering about the tax implication for that, Jan.
Well, sadly, she comes into the second section. There's three categories for inheritance, A, B, and C. A is parent to child. B is then your nephew, niece, brother, sister, aunt, uncle, grandchild, or daughter to parent. It doesn't go the other way, as in parents to daughter or child. So sorry to hear about the daughter. That must be awful. But it's 32,500 Fran, and anything over that is 33% tax.
It's interesting. Somebody else wondering, and you know, I know the answer to this, but still, it just gives you a hint about the kind of confusion about wills out there. Somebody wondering, John, if I made a will 27 years ago, does it still stand today?
It does. If you signed it, it's witnessed, and it's all correct. If for instance, you 27 years ago, you now may have adult children, and therefore you won't need the clause about trustees and guardians. Maybe some other things may have happened. You may have become divorced since then. If things haven't changed at all, you're fine. But if the will is with the solicitor, again, just be wary that the executor has to go to that person to either retrieve it or to arrange the probate.
It's very interesting indeed. Your advice to people out there that might have concerns around this, particularly where their parents, they might be aging or whatever, I guess, is to have the conversation in some sort of a fashion.
Do you know, Fran, it's a nightmare if you die intestate. Intestate means you don't have a will.
Yeah.
And it means that if you die intestate, the person who is the closest to you in family has to go to a solicitor, and the solicitor has to go to a high court and get a thing called letters of administration. And it takes a long time. It's really, and of course, it's costly. It's costly as well. So it really makes sense to make a will, irrespective of what age you are. You know, once you start having assets over 25,000, you should have a will.
Simple as that. All right. So before I let you go, John, as we emerge, or hopefully emerge, from COVID, how are we financially, do you think, around the country, John?
Well, you know, it's been a strange. We've been saving good old. We've got incredible amounts of saving. People don't know because they can't spend it. It's really, really strange times. I really feel so sorry for the hospitality, tourism, the retail sector. They're having a pretty awful time. And I wish it could get back to some kind of normality. Even all these guidelines, they're arguing about guidelines, you know, 200 people here, and yet you have 40,000 people in Croke Park. You know, I was at the very first kind of performance of a play the other night, and the rigmarole of getting in there. It was a one man show. It was actually in Smock Alley, really, really good. There were 12 people in it, you know, in couples of two, everybody had to wear a mask. There was no drink, no food allowed, there was just one performance, like 85 minutes, no break. And the guy came on, the one performer came on, and my friend who was with me, she said, "You're not wearing a mask." And I laughed because, you know, that's the reality, that's the stupidity of it. And here we are all watching this guy, only 12 people, and it was a fantastic performance. It deserved a full house. And yet, you know, like, he wasn't wearing a mask and we were. You know, where is it going?
Well, look at the confusion that's out there, John, and we're getting people talking to us about that today. Everybody completely confused about this at this point, but there you are. Listen, it's always good to talk to you, John, and thanks very much for your time.
A real pleasure. Thank you.
Bye-bye, John. John Lowe there, moneydoctor.ie. We'll take a break, back in a moment.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.